Good to see you.
Okay, it started. I'd like to call to order the January 30, 2014 special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Can we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Devine?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Pleasant?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Luke?
Here.
All right. Moving on to item number two, approval of superintendent items. We have a recommendation to approve an online calamity day makeup plan resolution. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion from Mr. Smith and second from Mrs. Powers. How about some discussion on this? You've all had a chance to review the plan.
State Department has always had this as an option. Our district has never taken advantage of it, and I'm not really sure why. When I initially asked, it was more around we didn't quite have the technology we needed to push things out, and we weren't set up for that, so we didn't really have a plan. It really didn't think much about it until, obviously, this year. They opened the window to allow schools to apply now or turn in a resolution to approve it now. So that's what we're doing. So in essence, it's an interesting time because, as you know, there was a subcommittee yesterday that approved 4 additional calamity days. That still has to go through 2 more levels. So we won't know till February 12th for sure that those 4 additional days would count. So that's one thing kind of looming over our heads. And then this would allow us to post assignments to our website in which students, when we'd call and say, no school today, we'd say it's calamity day number 1. Students would go on to the web, click on that area, and pull their assignment down for calamity day 1. Our technology department has set up the structure for all that. Our teachers are currently working on assignments for that. So that the structure is now in place and we're ready to go with that. So we have communicated on top of that to parents because if nothing changes, we're in the whole 4 days. So February 17th and March 17th are earmarked for our first 2 makeup days. So depending on how everything unfolds in the weather pattern, that's the hard part right now. These days would be able to kick into place for any additional calamity days starting on Monday. Does that make sense? So as if we would have a calamity day Monday, teachers will be prepared with their assignments uploaded at that time.
So the way it's worded, it would be days in excess of the allowed. So it would never be intended to start with the first calamity day.
You can't make them retroactive.
No,
so
I mean like say next year, like the very first snow day. Even before they're at home,
right.
You wouldn't be handing out
correct
at-home assignments.
You only you can only use this provision when you've used all of your calamity days.
So if it changes to 9 allowed, then it would be?
We're at 9 10. Now. Right. So it would be day 10.
Okay.
Now, next year, remember, we are going to hours. So I think it's 1,101 hours. Am I right on that? Or is it 1,001 hours? I'll look that up and get it to you. And that's what it's no longer a calamity day structure. It's an hour structure going into next school year. So the need for this most likely wouldn't even exist because we're not going to be in a calamity day structure.
As I understand this and how it fits into things, what you're asking for is an additional option. That you would be able to weigh makeup days and Blizzard Bag online learning and make a decision as to what is most appropriate.
Correct. The issue, again, about the time we were jumping into this, the legislation still wasn't out for the 4 days, and we would rather have kids have stuff in their hands to do than not have any options. So this would be an option to put into play if we would need more.
Could you explain what a blizzard bag is? I'm not
exactly. It's just the term that the state used to identify. So there's different ways you can use the blizzard bag idea, one of which we can't do at all. By December 1st, you could send assignments home with students to have on hold. Well, we can't do that because that's already passed. So for ours, it's, I don't know why they call it a blizzard bag. My sense is cold weather, and it's a bag of stuff to do. So it's really just the term that the state has adopted to refer to that. But it is basically homework, assignments, extensions. It could be enrichment. It could be intervention. So some teachers, we encourage them to look at, some teachers were working with YouTube videos and having students write reflections about the topic that they're studying. We had other teachers that were working on different nonfiction texts, so they've kind of already jumped into that a little bit.
Is this something that has to be approved every year?
Or yes.
Yes. Okay. But like you said, next year it's probably not going to apply.
Because we go to hours, and we're well above the hour requirement.
Okay.
And I apologize. It's one of those two, and I should know, but it's either 1,001 or 1,101, and I don't know why I'm having brain fade, but I'll look it up and let you know.
Just as a general comment to make to be on the record, I think we want to make sure that we are doing meaningful learning processes. So the challenge for our staff has to be to make sure that it's not demeaning, that it is functional learning and that there is merit. I agree with you. When they're not here, there is nothing happening. But on the other hand, we don't want to make sure that it's
quality.
Right.
And again, these are tough times, but, you know, with the 9 days we have, obviously we'll have some, looks like we're going to have some makeup days in there. Anytime they're missing direct instruction, philosophically, we're not getting the learning process that we need to have. So
sure.
I think we have to, and it has to be a balance.
Sure.
You know, I heard the governor talk, and, you know, he's saying because of economics and testing and all that. Well, I don't come from that. I come from seat time and making sure that they have that. So
right. There
isn't a question in there. There's just a comment that I think philosophically we have to make sure that there's a balance.
It certainly doesn't take the place of a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I said that to a parent just the other day.
And I think also a comment that going forward, we've got the testing coming up, and the kids need to be prepared for that. And I know that as you look at and as you weigh what's going on, I know from our conversations that's very much on your mind, trying to make sure that kids are as prepared as they can possibly be for those testing challenges that the kids are going to face. So, I know this will become a tool that hopefully will help prepare them and make sure that they're ready for those challenges.
Well, we certainly haven't seen a winter like this in quite some time. I think the update I received last night said the average district was a little over 7 days for calamity days this year. So it's certainly when you see some of the districts that were going down that never closed, we've not seen times like this in a long time. So.
Well, you think about how many two-hour delays are out there. And again, how are they, you know, how are they maneuvered, or how are they used? And again, we lose instructional time even in a 2 hour day.
Right.
It's not a criticism, observation.
Well, and I did see that we did already change that, the 2 hour delay that's scheduled for next Wednesday, I believe. We've eliminated that.
We have embedded 2 hour delays for professional development. And so we went ahead and canceled February's because we wanted to get more instructional time in, and we recognized that was not going to be the case.
Mm-hmm. There was a comment you made February 17th and March 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Someone made an email comment about the 14th.
Right. Right.
Is that
the reason the 14th cannot be used is because it is a to offset parent-teacher conference. So teachers work two evening to do their parent-teacher conferences, and that day is the offset for that. We also, in the calendar, did not earmark any other additional days as possible makeup days, so except at the end of the year. So those 2 days, which we've earmarked already, and then the week following when we're officially out.
Right.
And you notice I said I read the email.
Mm-hmm.
You noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
And I'm starting to be...
That's right. Good job. Good job. Yeah. Okay. Any more discussion on that?
No.
Okay. Then I think we're ready for a vote.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. All right, the motion carries. All right, at this point, I think we're ready to adjourn. We have a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Mr. Pleasant moved, and seconded by Mrs. Powers. Roll call.
Sorry, hold on a sec, I got stuck on my...
We are German that doesn't get stuck on.
Okay. Not so far.
Who was the motion? I'm
sorry. Mr. Pleasant motioned and Mrs. Powers second.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Meeting is adjourned at 12:40 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Sure.